Welcome to Ruckus Avenue Radio, Dash Radio's exclusive South Asian radio station.
All right, what's up, y'all? This is your girl, Jyoti K, and this is Jyoti K Uncut on Ruckus Avenue Radio on Dash Radio. This is my second episode now. Welcome back. And so I just got back from the Nipsey Hussle funeral. You're probably going to hear this next week, but today is April 11th, Thursday. And I had attended the Nipsey Hussle funeral, and it was how that worked is like they released one thing was that they went out and did the whole thing at the Staples Center, which is huge to do a funeral at the Staples Center. That's pretty up there. So you had to go online and register to get tickets. And I literally waited there for 45 minutes. Like it tricked you. Like you log on at 10 and it's like, please wait. And then all of a sudden it's like tick, 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 tick. And I'm like, I have my phone on. I have my other friend's phone on. And literally 1 minute before it was my turn. Oh, no, I'm sorry. 1 minute after it was my turn, they were sold out. So yeah, it was insane. And then people started selling the tickets, which is so inhumane to me. Like they were selling the tickets. They were selling it for like $400, like people that aren't even fans, which is really, really like disgusting to me. And I don't know what to say about that. But yeah, they were selling tickets, and that's just gross because those people just made it hard for people that were actually fans, like me, for example. I'm a huge Nipsey Hussle fan. Like when he was up and coming, me and my little brother, I think my little brother was the one who put me on actually Nipsey Hussle. So it was really, really sad. It was beautiful vibes, great energy, and just like you just learn so much about the guy. Like I only knew him through his music and the positivity that he, you know, did through Los Angeles. But he really, really was a good guy. Like the way Lauren spoke of him, the way his brother, the mom, just everybody had nothing but positive things to say about him. And it was just really beautiful. And at the end, the way he went out, they played his song Dedication, which is a dope ass song. And anyways, rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle, you know, rest in paradise. It was just really sad. I mean, I did that before coming in today, so my mood is a little off, but it's all good. Thank you for everyone who tuned in last week, though. It was a bit of a, I would say, a little strong, forced episode, really to the point, and we were a little uncut, weren't we? But that's just kind of the tone that I go for. I try to be raw with everything. And I really, really appreciate everybody listening. I know that anybody who was listening to my podcasts and things like that, they really enjoyed it. So we're definitely going to keep that flow going. But today, we're going to have a little bit of a different approach. We're going to actually be interviewing someone today. And last time I interviewed two people before. I've interviewed Sunny, which was one of my podcasts about being a gay Sikh, which you should totally tune in. It's Apple, SoundCloud, YouTube. And then I also interviewed a really popular guy here in LA called, his name was Chris Barris. He's really popular with all the Viners, like King Batch, Lele Pons, etc. But today we have two of our own, and it's two of them. I'm just waiting for them to come into the studio, and we'll actually catch you after this break, and they'll be back.
Glitch Realm.
My light and shawty, trying to block the shine. Trying to sink this ship and I can see it all the time. I don't know what you do all day, but you're scheming through the night. Promise me that you'll behave and I know it started right. Baby girl, you've been on my mind all day and I don't know why we fight. Promise me that you'll behave and I know it started right. I've been driving too fast and they just wanna make you mine. Promise me that you'll behave and I know it started right.
Love it, faded, hold on.
started right. Baby, don't you worry, we'll be alright. We'll be alright. Let's start right. Let's make it right. Let's make it right. I'ma fuck you right. All night long, you're the only girl by my side. We've been going through the city, smoke through the night. Dance all night. Shawty wanna dance all night. We can hit the club so fine. Baby, we can get so high and feel so nice. You want it, I see it all the time. Making moves from the back of the line. Crawling towards me, cause you recognize my eyes. You're the devil in disguise. Don't wanna hear your cries. Tell me if your love is true. For you, let's just start it right, yeah. See me with my light and shawty, trying to block the shine. Trying to sink this ship and I can see it all the time. I don't know what you do all day, but you're scheming through the night. Promise me that you'll behave and I know we'll start it right. Baby girl, you've been on my mind all day and I don't know why we fight. Promise me that you'll behave and I know we'll start it right. I've been driving too fast in the lane, just wanna make you mine. Promise me that you'll behave and I know we'll start it right. We gon' be alright. Let's start it right. Let's make it right. Let's make it right. I'ma fuck you right.
Find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter for the latest on Ruckus Avenue Radio.
All right, guys, welcome back from the break. I was telling you guys a little bit about my Nipsey Hussle experience, how I was a little crybaby, et cetera, et cetera. But enough of that. Finally, I got someone in the studio, and they go by the name of The Moonlight, right?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And there's two of them, they're twins.
Yep.
you guys want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, so I'm Akash.
I'm Krish.
We go by Kush or Love and Kush.
Oh, yeah. Love and Kush. I had no idea. Yeah. Okay, well, I just learned something new. Love and Kush. Yeah. Perfect. Well, welcome. Thank you guys for coming today. Are you guys based in LA? I wasn't sure.
No, we're actually from San Francisco, like area, but we're moving here in like a month.
Oh, okay. So you're just visiting right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. I thought you guys were from here originally.
No.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, I was obviously like stalking you guys. Taylor Gang.
Right.
Taylor Gang. Are you signed by Taylor Gang?
No. So, our manager is now Will Zombeck.
Okay.
He's the founder, CEO of Taylor Gang.
Okay.
Or co-founder with Wiz.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, he's now our manager, and they're family to us, you know. We're not signed to T-God, but they're fam.
How did they find you? It was Sledger who found
Sledgeron,
you.
How
do you find you?
So basically we would upload, we started making music like freshman year of college, so like 4 years ago. 4 or 5 years ago, but we kept uploading a song every month or two, and by our 10th song, Sledren, he's like the main producer on Taylor Gang.
Okay.
And he just hit us up on Twitter and told us that he would send us some beats, and we told him that we couldn't afford it because we're college students, and he's like, nah, these are all free, so just pick whatever.
No way.
So we started working that way, and that's how the
wisdom. And you would upload it on YouTube?
SoundCloud.
SoundCloud. Well, yeah, we were on Spotify too, but nothing much happening until Wiz and stuff. Yeah.
And he just found you, like, just on SoundCloud?
Yeah, really randomly.
Yeah, oh, wow.
He said, like, your song Drunk, I've been coming back to it for the past 4 months. Like, your sound is too perfect. And then started tweeting about us, saying we're the future of R&B and stuff. And then...
You guys are the first twins of R&B, right? The first identical twins?
I think so, yeah. Maybe, like, possibly. Haven't really heard of anyone else.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Or at least South Asian twins.
Right, right,
but
yeah.
I haven't really heard of any twins either.
That's true.
Yeah, I was stalking you guys and I saw that. That's really cool. So then he shopped you guys to... Wiz was going towards the end of his album, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
And then he was just sending him beats.
Yeah, so, like, usually what producers do is, like, they'll just send play the beats for the like their artists in the studio, like Wiz or whoever it was. They even played it for, like, Travis and The Weeknd, and, like, they would tell us their feedback too. They were like, yo, The Weeknd heard you guys and said, like, that kind of sounds like me, like, I could probably use this for my song and, like, give them writing credits or something.
So. Yeah, they, like, listen to your stuff.
Yeah.
How'd that
make
you guys feel? Were you guys, like, fanboying a little bit?
Yeah, like, because The Weeknd's the reason why we started singing, so.
Oh,
yeah,
wow. Definitely. Like, what was his first album?
House Balloon.
House Balloon. Yeah, that's when I first started. YouTube is when I started, like, learning about it.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So, have you got, like, how are your parents, like, about it? and how old are you guys? I didn't even ask.
We're
23. Oh, you guys are young.
We're just 23. But yeah, our parents, at first, they were, like, really scared that we would make music more than a hobby, like, during college.
Yeah.
They would tell us, they would, like, dude, do not make music more than, like, 2 hours a week.
Yeah, so, like, still go to school.
Yeah, we couldn't help ourselves because we love making music.
Yeah,
so
it's a passion.
Every free moment we got, we just recorded and wrote songs and stuff. But now they're extremely supportive. They're there every step of the way. Everywhere we go, they want to make sure everything's, like, set for us business wise and all that.
Yeah,
so,
like, no one's taking advantage because you guys are young and things like that. Yeah. What are you guys studying? Are you guys both studying the same thing, or
we studied industrial engineering in college?
Wow. Yeah. Smart kids.
Yep.
South Asian.
Yep.
Did you guys graduate yet?
Yeah, we graduated last year.
Oh, really? With bachelor's?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
When did you guys realize you could sing? Or did one start singing and the other started singing?
It was him first.
It was Krish, though. So me. Yeah.
Krish.
Krish Love, Love, yeah.
Oh, Love.
I'm Krish / Love. He's Akash / Kush.
Oh, yeah. Akash is Kush. Yeah. You're Krish Love.
Is love. In the Ramayana story, Love is the older twin, the firstborn, so I'm older, so that's why.
By how many, like, minutes?
An hour.
I'm older
than an hour?
Yeah.
Oh, really? I guess I can, like, there's a difference, guys. You could see it.
I feel bad for our mom for that hour.
I know, she was in pain, poor thing.
Probably.
But how old were you when you, like, what did you do? You just started, like, starting up a pop? Like, what did you do?
No, like, we were never trained or anything. We just, honestly, like, I was a shower singer, and Akash was, I guess, like, a shower rapper. He would just kind of, like, spit random
bars. It was terrible.
Like, it was pretty
really?
Bad. Yeah, but, like, I had the voice. Akash never tried to sing, but I was a little more confident, like, in high school. So I would just, like, sing around, like, on my way to class and stuff, and kids would just say, like, yo, you're way too good to not make music, like, make a cover or do something.
And you knew you were good. Or you just, like, you just sang, no?
Like,
I just did whatever sounded good to my ears, but when I did it in public, people actually said, like, oh, like, shit, you're actually... Like,
actually
legit.
Good, yeah.
And I was like, I don't even know that, but...
Mine's opposite for me. I think I'm good, and people are like, shut
the fuck up. Oh, yeah, see, yeah. That's how it was at first. But,
yeah, it was like that, actually, at first.
But yeah, like, I mean, when The Weeknd dropped House of Balloons, that's kind of the first thing that inspired me and, like, Akash and I to start singing. And we just started making covers and stuff, and then after a few covers of The Weeknd and some, like, Usher songs and whatever, like, we just made our first original song and then released it.
Oh, so you were doing a lot of covers and stuff?
Just like 3 or 4, like, basics on YouTube. Nothing, like, we recorded on an office headset mic. So
oh,
it was
okay.
Pretty, like, shitty quality.
Yeah, not even like a normal mic.
Some of my first videos were, like, shitty as fuck, and I'm so embarrassed. But I still keep them there because the views are going up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, why not?
Like, garbage.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I was going to ask you. So how many did you guys have, like, a bunch of followers or anything like that? Or no, it was just...
No, like, well, like, when we first started, it was, like, none of our even friends, like, followed us. It was just, like, it was just us two doing our own thing, and no one really supported it at first, especially because...
That's how it always works out.
Yeah, and, like, the Indian community, they're, like, because it was basketball at first. We actually got recruited to play for our college.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How tall are you guys?
I'm like 6'3". He's like 6'1 and a half.
Yeah.
6'4 and a half?
6'1 and a half.
Oh, okay. I was like, what the fuck?
Nah, nah.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, he wishes.
Yeah. But,
no, but...
And then you guys just kind of didn't really go...
No, yeah. Like, people even at, I mean, in college weren't really supportive because it's like it's an engineering school. So people didn't really understand, like... Oh, they're doing music too. Like they're trying to be.
Because
like,
in their house, it was probably shut off. Like,
oh yeah,
no music.
Yeah, of course, yeah. But then, like one day, like when we found out about the Taylor Gang stuff, no one believed it. Like we wouldn't post about it or anything, yeah, but they would just see it through our stories and stuff, and like people would be like, "Nah, that's not real."
Yeah.
But then, right when the album came out, or like when like they saw pictures of us and Wiz, they were all like trying to like get at us.
All
like,
of yeah, sudden, all of like, them. Oh man, I knew them from the beginning. I knew you guys could do
yeah.
it.
Yeah, no.
But. It was fine. Like it's whatever. Like they were nice, but like you know.
But you guys in the back of your head, you're like, y'all didn't support
me. Oh yeah, we all knew. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it always works. Like when you start doing good, is mm-hmm. when they start running.
Exactly. Yeah.
But you just gotta keep it like.
Yeah.
You know, neutral yeah. with them.
Just say thanks. Like,
say thanks.
Means a lot.
Okay, bye. That's awesome. Yeah, you guys are like verified. That's awesome.
Yeah, recently, yeah.
I actually found out about you guys from my friend Samir. Shout out to Samir. He was like, because I moved to LA only 2 years ago, and I'm trying to get more familiar with the Indian like people out here.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He's like, have you heard of the twins? And there's the other set of twins that I know,
mm-hmm.
the ones that like. Make things happen. I don't know what they really do. They're upside down.
Amar and Aman. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, they make up things happen.
Yeah, I don't really know what they do, but they make things happen. Yeah. So, and I was like, yeah, I know those twins. He's like, no, there's like these singer twins. Like, they have a song on Wiz Khalifa's album.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of clicked to me because I was like, Moonlight, and I've seen it like on his like album because I love that album.
Right.
I love Wiz, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
So, yeah, and I went back and I was like, oh shit, that's them.
Yeah.
So, that's why I started following you guys. So that's like amazing. I was super excited. I'm like, our people are doing it? Like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, what ethnicity are you guys? Like, I know there's Indian, but like, what?
We're full Indian.
Full, like, Sindhi.
Sindhi. Yeah. Got it. Because, like, I've noticed coming here, I'm arrogant. I think everybody's Punjabi.
Mm. Most people think we're Punjabi.
Yeah, you guys do look like you're Punjabi. And where I come from, everybody's Punjabi.
Right. Yeah.
So here, like, I have to ask, like, hey, you're Indian, but like,
what kind of Indian?
Yeah, so that's really cool. Do you guys speak anything?
We understand. Hindi, we sing in Hindi all the time.
Really?
Yeah. We just signed a deal with Sony India for like Bollywood music.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll be doing
that's
like
awesome.
Hindi, the first Hindi R&B type stuff.
How'd that happen? Like, did you guys just
it was because of the Wiz stuff, like the CEO of Sony like hit us up and was like
they pay attention, huh?
Yeah, and like they're like, yo, well, actually like we didn't know this, but like we met them in person and they were like, we knew about you 2 years ago, but there was no faces to the music. It was just your music. So we kind of just didn't know what to do with you guys because we didn't know what you guys looked like. We just heard the music.
You fit the look. But you guys fit the look. They're cute ladies. Are you guys both single?
Yeah.
Ladies are single too. You can slide in their DMs.
Yeah. Yes, please.
Have you guys ever liked the same girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple times. It happens.
How does that work?
It happens every day.
It happens every day. Like, honestly, in LA, it happens every day.
Super frustrating.
Well, because all girls
everyone's
are pretty
so attractive here. But
everybody.
Last night, these twins were talking about
I saw the picture of you guys.
Yeah.
They went to the Boohoo in Quavo event. I was supposed to go. I'm so mad.
Yeah, you should have gone.
I knew you guys were going. I would have went.
Yeah.
Quavo was lit. But, yeah, I mean, it's funny because, like, the like attractive girl, we just talked to them. And then, like... When she's looking away, I'll like tap him and be like, yo, like, I call it. I want to talk to her more. Like, Akash, like, no, fuck that. I want to talk to her. Like,
no
bro,
way.
Chill.
Yeah.
Come on.
and like, he knows, like, I got it. So I'll be like,
oh,
nah,
yeah.
I got it.
Oh, gosh. Can they tell the difference? Like, some girls are kind of dumb.
Sometimes, but sometimes, they actually, 99% of the time, they can't at all.
They're kind of dumb, huh?
Yeah.
I met them for the first time at, what's his name? Show.
Arjun
Show. Mm-hmm. And at first, like, I had to ask, but then I, like, distinguished. I think one of you has like a mole, right?
Yeah. That's what people notice.
Yeah, that's what I like. Yeah. I always try to like pay attention, so that's what I noticed. So you guys couldn't fool me.
Yeah.
I didn't even know I had that until when I was like 12.
Oh, really?
So that's the first thing people notice. They're like, oh yeah, you have a mole. I was like, I didn't even
because you have to like find something to distinguish one, you know what I mean? Have you guys ever like played a trick on a girl? Like,
no.
You're just sweet.
Not by like on.
Not on purpose. It happens sometimes. It happens sometimes with like my ex or his ex or something. They would just like hug us from behind, and then I'll turn around and be like, who the hell just hugged me?
And they're just like, oh my god.
Yeah, and it's like, oh my god, sorry. Like, ew, not the right twin.
No, that's so funny. I always wish I had a twin so I could play like a trick.
Yeah,
on.
We should. We definitely should.
That would be funny. Yeah. But it probably does get frustrating, like dating and stuff like that, right?
We're kind of really focused on
your
like,
career,
the
right
path
now.
And music, but
it'll
you know,
come with
whatever
it.
Comes along the way.
Maybe you guys will find like two sets of twins too.
That would be cool.
That would be so fun. Any twins out there listening, holla at them. That would be great. How was it working with Wiz?
It was crazy. Yeah. Like, I mean, he's an idol to a lot of people.
Yeah. But did you guys listen to him growing up too?
Yeah. A lot of the mainstream stuff, like Black and Yellow, and obviously the stuff on the radio.
Cabin Fever.
Christian
like, my
Oranges.
Brother loves Wiz Khalifa. Like, if I introduced him to you guys, he'd be like, I need to meet Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah, no.
I mean, it was like every time we work with like a bigger artist, it's always like a surreal experience, but definitely with Wiz, it's been like a learning experience. He's like our. Him and Sledgeon and Will are like our mentors, and we recorded with him like a couple months ago at his house for like 12 hours, and it was just crazy to see him like...
Yeah, just like right on the spot. Yeah. He's like, yo, bro, pass my notepad, and he's like, want a paper? And he's like rapping and singing along, and we're just like watching him like,
that's what it is. And he's just like normal with
it. Yeah,
it's
normal.
Like, no big deal.
And he's like 5 minutes later, yup, I'm ready. He goes to the mic and he just starts rapping.
And then he like brings up a couple of tracks. He's like, yo, I want you on all these. We're like,
he's like, okay, this one, record on this one, do a hook for me on this one. We're like, yes, sir.
No way.
You got it.
Do you guys get like nervous? Like, does it like pressure?
I mean,
the first time we did like, the first time we met him, we were super nervous. We were like, yo, like, we're meeting Wiz, and we're just in the same room.
Yeah.
But like, we just sat there for like 2 hours, just like staring at what they were doing. Cause he was like, it was like right before One Paper Two came out.
He came back from like the Met Gala or something.
Yeah. The Met Gala.
Yeah. And like, he was just taking off his jewelry and like changing into his next outfit.
Oh, he just came back right away.
Yeah, came back.
And he came straight to the studio.
No, it was actually his hotel.
Oh, and we were
there in the room, and he walked in like.
This was the first time we ever met
him. Yeah, that's the first time we met him. And he's like, yo, what's up, twins? And just like bumped us, and we're like, yo, what's up?
That's so funny.
Yeah,
and he
crazy.
Was super cool. Like,
yeah, no, super dope.
Did you guys smoke with him?
Yep.
You did?
Yeah.
You have to.
You kind of have to.
Because even if like I didn't, like, I'm not a big smoker, but if Wiz Khalifa told me to smoke with him, I would.
Gotta do it
Dude,
just
you
to
gotta,
yeah
you know.
You're like yeah smoke yeah. papers yeah all
papers.
Day every day
it's a social thing for
Khalifa Kush, you know. Yeah,
no
KK.
For sure. That's awesome. Did you meet anybody else like as you've been in the industry with them?
Yeah,
so we met like T.I. that was at his release party
for
Rolling Papers 2 release party. We met T.I.
Jaquise a little bit.
Maybe because I'm a plus one. You all need to let me know.
For sure.
Yeah.
Jaquise.
No way.
One of our idols, Roy Woods. We've been out here with him like for the past week just working on like a collaboration EP and like some videos and some new songs with him.
Yeah.
And it's like, again, it's crazy because like The Weeknd and Roy and Party Next Door, all these guys were kind of our inspirations.
So growing up.
Yeah. To be working like directly with them for like hours a day is, you know, a dream come true.
Yeah.
No, for sure. Yeah. Well, we're going to take a break real quick, and then we're going to talk about the Roy Wood song that you guys have
for
coming
sure.
out, okay?
Yeah.
Guys, we'll be right back.
Discussions. Take my time, I ain't rushing. Want someone you could trust in me, I'm a
and get up in the dust. Got work tomorrow, that's two of us. I feel like I can't lose. KK joints till I can't move. She happy I came through. Giving rolling lessons to her crew. Smoke like I do. No lie, we the truth. So high, lead a room, gang.
Just let me under the moonlight. Shine on your body, so bright, yeah. Your beauty's blinding. Baby, tonight I hold my sights alright. In the night I'm in my soul. You gon' regret this if you don't. So it's getting loving.
Big money ended up counting me out. Burying saves with undisclosed amounts. They all over the place. Plus with the banks, I got a couple accounts. She got a million lot of mouth. She was born with it. She went to Dr. Miami for the rest of the stacked up renegade on the Vegas trip. But she paid me for the game that I gave the level headed gentleman with a crazy wrist. Balls play at 30 points plus 20 assists. I'm not selfish. I throw all my n***s in the mix. Don't cuff none. Introduce my homie to the if she wants some. She could come through, get done. Spend money, being but I don't love one. Hustle till the cops come for Ferrari, drop out, run. Pull up, hop out, call stunts. I done.
Don't fear, just let me out into the moonlight. Shine on your body, so bright, yeah. Your beauty's blinding, but baby, tonight I hold my sights alright. In the night I'm in my soul. You gon' regret this if you don't. So it's getting loving.
Tapping fools out, Bruce in his first bout. I ain't searching for clout. Bringing cars out, large amounts of money. Guard the vaults cause we stars. Chase paper, smoke strong. All my get along, well informed. What you doing? Cut your phone off, hit you in the morning. Said he born. Ain't important, true color showing. My whip look comfortable, don't it? Keep the papers rolling, don't see my opponents. Stay focused.
Don't fear, just let me out under the moonlight. Shine on your body, so bright, yeah. Your beauty's blinding, but baby, tonight I hold my sights alright. In the night I'm in my soul.
Chain, diamonds on everything. Bend some corners, dropping change. Hop onto a private plane. Paid the cost to be the boss. And now I need some time to floss. I hear them, don't believe them, no. Paper, I just get and go. Making conversation problems. Face them, not the run away. I keep a nice long jacket. No police, so I'ma blaze it. I'm taking out the race. Always rolling up my killing. Trying to get another million in my safe.
Said I'd be there when you need them, but I just don't see them. Where's the love? And if you're down for me, I'll be right there when you need me. Hit me up. Said I'd be there when you need them, but I just don't see it. Where's the love? And if you're down for me, I'll be right there when you need me. Hit me up.
Couple things popping, got a couple chain options. Look like raindrops in every ring that I'm rocking. Want me falling up and we ain't stopping. Always hit the mark cause I know how to stand pocket. Now they stare, mine is clear. I seen yours, mine is rare. Money long, not a care. Blowing strong, down to share. When I'm home, I'm the mayor. Rims gold like a player. Really cold, rocking carrots.
Said I'd be there when you need them, but I just don't see them. Where's the love? And if you're down for me, I'll be right there when you need me. Hit me up. Said I'd be there when you need them, but I just don't see it. Where's the love?
And if you down for me, I'll be right there when you need me. Hit me up.
South Asian music and culture can be found around the world. We track down the best and present it here for you on Ruckus Avenue Radio.
All right, guys, welcome back. This is Jyothi K. Uncut. I have the Moonlight Twins with me. We were just kind of talking about how they have songs out with Wiz Khalifa. They have stuff in the works with Roy Woods. And they're only 23 years old. And we were talking about how they end up liking the same girl. You know, they're dating. They are single. And yeah, so I'm just wanted to talk to them and catch up about how they're about to come out. Not only did they have a song with Wiz Khalifa, now they're going to have a song with Roy Woods. So tell so a few songs with Roy Woods,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
tell me a little bit like about the feel or what kind of songs. Are they released yet or no?
No, they're not released at all yet. But I mean, kind of how our collaborations came about with Wiz and with Roy and everyone we work with so far is kind of like our homie Sledrin sends us the beats, we record on them, leave an open verse or open
just do a hook or something.
Yeah, and then so the three Wiz songs on his album were our songs before for our album.
Okay.
And then he kind of just took them for his
because he heard it in the studio and was like, "Yo, what is that?"
Yeah, yeah.
Because Sledrin usually only plays him just straight beats, but yeah, these three were the hooks, and that's why. That's kind of how it happens. Like same thing with Roy.
Uh-huh.
He heard just a hook, and actually it was basically the full song was done. It was just open verse. Yeah, that was the first song he ever heard from us.
Okay.
And he was like, "Yo, like who is this?" And then the producer was like, "Yeah, it's the Moonlight." He's like, "All right, I'm gonna do it."
That's
and he didn't even know like who we were or anything. And then he looked us up and he's like, "Yeah, dude, these guys are dope."
He said that. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, this is backtracking because I don't know why I didn't ask. Where did the Moonlight come from?
So our last name in Hindi means the Moonlight.
What's your
and
last name?
Our last name is Chandani, but the proper way to say it is Chandani.
Chandani, yeah.
Chandani.
With us, we say Chand.
Yeah,
Chandani.
Yeah.
Same thing, yeah.
The Moonlight.
Oh, that's nice.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to know.
But yeah, like Roy, with the first song, it's called Jeff Gordon, so that's going to be out hopefully sometime soon, us featuring Roy. So that's the one he hopped on, and then this whole past
that's
weekend.
That's going to be the single?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the past week in L.A., we've been, like, with him in the studio, like, the whole week, and we made, like, four new songs. Those were, like, live in person. So it was
crazy process.
Yeah, crazy experience.
His recording style is similar to ours, and it was cool to see, like, someone with a similar sound recording style, but we still get to vibe with him and work with him.
Like, similar age. We're all, like...
He's similar age, too?
Yeah. He's just turning 23, April 17th.
No way.
Yeah.
I thought he was older.
No, he's just turning 23.
Wow. Yeah, it was crazy because we were chilling with him, and we were like, "Yo, we're just like you. This is crazy."
Yeah.
That's awesome. Do you guys write your own stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. On the spot, like, we'll hear
I was going to say that. On the spot?
Yeah, on the spot.
Oh, God. I thought I wanted to be a rapper.
Uh-huh.
I really did. Or, like, just funny. Like, funny-wise, right?
Yeah.
And I sat there... And like it just, I couldn't write anything.
Yeah.
But if I'm like closing my eyes and I do it, I can maybe do it that way. I think some people are different.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I'm not really sure like how it really works with us because
it took practice though. First time it was really difficult. We struggled writing.
How do you guys coordinate the writing?
Like, I don't know. Like at first it was coming out like really basic and
this word, and then you're like that word. Or
yeah,
how does it
basically,
work?
Yeah, basically like we'll mumble something like if we hear a beat. We'll mumble like random melodies.
This food is making me hungry. Like whoever's eating over there. Sorry, guys.
No worries. No, you know, yeah. We'll just like mumble random melodies and stuff, and we'll just hear it back and piece the best melodies together. Mm. Decide which sounds good for a hook or verse, and write to those melodies.
Yeah, and all our songs, we try to make a story around each song, so it's kind of easier that way. If you think of it as a story, and you kind of like write a story in a song way. And,
think of it as a story.
Yeah.
Do you think you guys work well together, or do you guys?
Yeah. Literally, we switch off every line sometimes, and we just bounce ideas back and forth.
It's like that twin, like telepathic thing going on.
Yeah. Like usually, like even Roy said it, but like when people work with us in the studio, like even Wiz said it too, but that like their mind is just blown because like they've never seen twins work in the studio. We're basically
the same voice.
Same voice, but like one of us is recording, one of us is like helping each other, like, "Oh, do this differently," and they're just sitting there like...
So there's like one whole person,
but in
two like bodies kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
We don't need anyone else's like assurance. It helps because like I'll try something and I'm not going to ask someone, is that good? Like, you have to have confidence in yourself.
I'm going to jump in and say, no, do it like this.
Yeah, do it this way.
And then it'll work.
And then you agree. You're like,
I was like, okay, we'll do it that way.
Exactly. You guys don't really, like, argue about it or anything.
Sometimes, but, like, it just makes the song better.
Yeah.
Then you guys, but you guys always come to
it's
like,
always for the better. Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. So me, I've never seen like I've known twins, mm-hmm. but never like in the music industry. So I never really like knew how that worked.
Yeah.
Who was more strict about like the music for your parents' side, like?
I think our mom actually it was our dad first a lot at first was really strict because they do real estate and like they were like after you graduate you'll be doing an engineering job or you'll work with us in real estate and it's our dad's company so he's like I'm gonna groom you guys
like, what else do you guys need here it is.
But, I mean, he's right about that but like music music just randomly came into the picture it was honestly super random that we weren't expecting it to be a career or anything but
we wanted it to be all of college like it was our dream we would research our idols every day, like how do they come up, all that stuff. But it was pretty random.
Yeah, but like
they're supportive.
Right now it's they're both really supportive actually.
Because they're finally like, wow, like you're doing things. Like when you show parents that you're doing something with it, then they're like, okay.
Yeah.
You just kinda have to like give them that backup like
I mean they still give us advice and stuff like every day, which is
we have a lot more work to do, but to like fully make them like
happy.
Do you think they'd rather have you do like Indian music?
Music?
Not rather, but like just an add-on, and that's why we like.
Our dad went with us to India to like help secure the
Sony deal.
The deal with Sony.
Secure the bag.
Secure the bag.
Like, he became homies with the CEO within like minutes.
Yeah, like 2 minutes. Like they're best buddies. We're like we're sitting there like
shit. We're
like, what just happened? He's like, so put me on the track.
He's like, you're nice. Same school. Same school. It's like same engineering. Same teacher.
Same teacher. That's how it works. Though.
Yeah.
Does anybody sing in your family? Like, do you? Think
our mom, really good at singing.
Both of them.
I mean,
sing.
Yeah, parents sing, but
especially our mom has an amazing voice, and she made us listen to like Sade and like classical like R&B type
stuff. And she was singing along to like what's that Summer Wine song? Like
Summer Wine, Lady in Red, like those kind of songs. So
really?
She would sing those
George
all
Michael
the time
too,
at karaoke, and she would kill it. Like, and our dad kills. The singing, he's good too, but the mom.
Okay,
mom
so it came like, from there. So they shouldn't have been surprised when you guys were like, because usually someone's a singer or a writer in the family. I feel like.
Yeah.
I mean, it's they don't consider themselves singers at all, but like I know our mom cried the first time she heard us sing because she was like, I heard through a friend that you sing. What is this? We're like,
Was she happy cries or like?
Yeah.
She said, "Sing me this song, like this Tumi Ho by Arijit Singh." So I go into my room for like half an hour practice, come back. I do like a minute of it and she starts crying. She's like, wow, that was insane. Like,
you did it in front of her? Yeah. Were you nervous?
In her bed, I was so nervous. And then she bought us like $1,000 worth of like recording equipment.
Like the next day.
She's like, you win. Here, just take it. Like, that was great.
That was how we first started. Like, that was where we got our equipment.
Yeah, that was like freshman year of college.
So no lessons, no nothing.
No.
Self-taught.
Yep.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yep.
That's great.
Yeah.
We definitely do want to take vocal lessons just because it helps live and all that. But
of course.
Nothing yet, really.
Have you done live? Like you have, right?
We've done some good shows so far,
like 7 or 8.
Do you run out of breath? I feel like I would just be like,
yeah.
You do, but that's why there's two of us, because then like we know where
we know like where
the other one's running out.
Yeah.
Do you guys have like different cues though? Like it's not always just one singing or
together
singing.
We have our own parts. And same parts, harmonies. We have our own verses, hooks, and all.
Like
that.
Like if I'm the hook, he'll do some runs in the background. If he's the verse or if I'm the verse, we'll know like what to do in the background. We discuss it and we just like,
yeah, I already know.
Yeah.
And then does anyone like, I've only heard the R&B version. Does anyone rap? And are you guys gonna start incorporating rap or what?
Yeah, like with our Indian stuff, it's, you know, we can explore a little more there because
anything goes there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like there's rappers like Bacha and like very talented like Ika and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it wouldn't hurt to try it. Like I know Akash like started rapping like 4 years ago when I started singing.
It was bad, but like I just tried it again
on
like
a.
Let
me see.
Yeah.
Is that like? Do you like rapping?
It's not so much rap though. It's like it's still singing, but it's like in a more like talking voice instead of
like Chris Brown kind of rap. Maybe.
Yeah. Even more rappy than that.
Yeah.
More rappy.
A little more. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who would you compare it to?
I don't know.
You're like, we're the only ones.
I'm really trying to think of like,
because we haven't tried
like
rapping.
Maybe Tory Lanez.
Maybe Tory Lanez
would be close.
Lanez.
Yeah,
because he like singing raps.
Yeah,
Tory
Lanez. Yeah, we have this song called I'll just say it. It's called Naughty or Nice. It's not out yet, but that's like I think
exclusive.
Our best song. Yeah, our best song ever.
Really?
Yeah.
When do you anticipate it coming out? You don't know.
We're just waiting for the right rapper to hop on it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're trying to get like a really big artist on it.
Oh, Okay, and then how do you get, when you guys want an artist on, you just tell what's his face?
Well, he just became our manager, but before that, we would just reach out ourselves to like whatever email we could find or.
Oh, really? Is that how it works? So, like, like it's really like you have to keep reaching out to people.
Yeah, there's no one does it for you.
unless you do something noteworthy, no one's gonna find out about you unless you like put yourselves out there.
Of course, because everyone can say they're a singer. Everyone can say they're.
It was just the Wiz thing. Just was really like a blessing because now we just go up to people. And they're like, I feel like I've heard, okay, two X's, like I've seen that somewhere.
Yeah.
The Moonlight. They look it up on Spotify. Oh, shit, these three Wiz songs. Like, Mr. Williams, like, that's my favorite song. We're like, there you go.
I love it.
So,
Do people recognize you guys? It's hard to kind of miss.
Yeah, amongst the brown community, it's a lot more. And even otherwise, it's still good. But a lot of people still think it's one person. People were like, oh, I thought the Moonlight was like a light-skinned black dude. And we're like,
like, not too Indian.
It could kind of be like, you know, the Moonlight, you know. Yeah. Like,
I mean, a lot of people say they know who we are, but then like we'll be right in front of them and they'll be talking about us, but they won't know it's us. Yeah. Like, it's happened in LA all the time. And like, like someone called up someone just to test them. But, like, yo, like, have you guys heard of the Moonlight? They're like, oh, yeah, I think so. Like, Moonlight Papers 2, like... And we'll just be standing there, and then they'll be like, yeah, like, that's them. And they'll be like, what? These guys?
Yeah, sometimes you, like, because sometimes I didn't even know, like, celebrities and stuff. Like, when I go out, just be like, yeah, that's so-and-so who sang that song.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
You know the song, but you just...
You don't know what they look like.
You don't know what they look. Or even, like, DJs sometimes, you know, like, I don't know what the hell DJ Mustard looked like along this time. I was like, who the fuck is DJ Mustard? That's great. So when it comes to, so, like, I see that you guys always dress similar, like, nice outfits and things like that. So when you guys go shopping, like, do you guys just buy the same of everything? Or does one have a better sense of fashion? Or if someone steals someone's clothes, any of that?
Yeah, we have the same sense of fashion, I think. And, like, now, since, like, the Wiz stuff happened, now since we are, like, trying to brand ourselves more, and now that music's, like, full-time, we do buy all the same clothes and all that, like,
entertaining colors. For branding purposes?
Yeah. But before it was like just regular.
Yeah, before we just had our own clothing, like similar outfits, but and sometimes we'd be like, okay, on Friday I call these pants.
And then the same sizes too.
We used to be. It's pretty much the same. I'm just a little bit taller, so that makes it a little bit different than like pants, I guess. But
that's about it.
Like the length.
And like shirts, I just prefer a little bit, not as super tight fitting. He likes them tight fitting.
Is it because you work out?
I mean, we both do.
A little more built than him.
It's okay.
So. Who do you think, like, before had a better sense of style? Do you think you both did?
I think it was the same.
I don't know. People, like, in high school, I always used to wear, like, tucked in shirts with, like,
Like polos and like
very engineered.
Really, yeah.
And then Akash would just wear like more casual.
Yeah, sometimes I'd prefer wearing like baggy basketball clothes and like.
But then his hair would always be like. Slicked back, mine was all be like messy look. It would be
It was like a weird combo. Like my hair would always be nice, but I'd be wearing like just basketball shorts, and he would just be like dressing really nice, but just scruffy hair.
That's like me. Like I'm like, as long as my makeup is good, I don't care about what goes on. Yeah. So it's kind of like that. And you were like, as long as my clothes is good, fuck my hair.
Right.
That's funny. Well, we're gonna take a bit break really quick, guys, and then I'm gonna ask them the same questions and see if they give us different answers. So we'll be right back.
Show you my friend, show you my friend, show you my friends. is like, she wanna be, yeah, she wanna be, yeah, she wanna be, yeah, she wanna be,
I got what you want, baby, all my bias not fake, all his bitches Scarface, damn, she got a dog face, bitches tie my shoelace, this is not a foot race, you still gotta keep up, just keep the pace. All you gotta do is keep the pace. All you gotta do is keep the pace.
Listen to Ruckus Avenue Radio on -radio.com and download the app today.
All right, guys, welcome back. I'm with the Moonlight Twins, and we were just basically talking about their new songs that are coming out. I was asking them if they steal each other's clothes, but they don't. They just buy two of everything, so they just call it a day. Yeah. So not a lot of fighting going on there. I know we were going to do the questions thing that I was telling you guys, but I actually wanted to, I know we were talking about before they came about Nipsey Hussle, and today was a funeral, and I'm a huge, huge fan, and I was actually asking them on our break. So you guys briefly know of Nipsey Hussle, right?
Yeah.
So when you were saying that the people that you work with were really close with,
yeah, like just all of Terror Gang in general, especially Wiz, like he's super tight. He was super tight with Nipsey, and like our producer Sledger and everyone, they've all hung out with Nipsey like at his house, at their own houses, and
like some non-music shit, just like
just chilling, about hanging out and chilling. Yeah. So
like, just being regular humans, yeah. And you know, like they all said he was a great, amazing person. Tried to do a lot for the community.
Mm-hmm.
And we also did some research because we didn't know too much, but no, he did a lot of things to like bridge the gaps between like gang-related neighborhoods and like educational, colleges and all that. Like, he tried to do a lot for the community.
No, it's like people, that's what I appreciate, is that some people that didn't know, I appreciate people that are actually looking it up because they're probably like, who is this guy? Like, it's such a big deal. Like, he's having his funeral at the Staples Center and things like that. But no, he really was. He was very good for the community. Like, even though he grew up like as a gangster, he wanted to make sure kids that grew up in that community, it's that they were choosing better options. Like, he was really, really learning. You guys had an encounter, you said, with Nipsey.
We never actually like personally like introduced ourselves like formally, but like we just said what's up to him when we were with Sledrin and Wiz and stuff backstage at Rolling Loud. He like pulled up in a golf cart because he's like all the artists got taken in golf carts because they don't want them to walk.
Of course.
But now Wiz was like, I'm walking. So we all, it was weird. Like,
we all just walked like throughout the whole, it was like
40 of us.
It was like half a mile.
I don't need that bougie shit.
It was half a mile. He's just like walking and smoking, and we're just like chilling, like, we're just walking.
Gang. We're just walking. Gang.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I just wanted to, I wanted to touch base on that because today obviously was a funeral, and I'm wearing a Nipsey Hussle shirt. So I wanted to do this thing called twinning. It's like about 11 questions, nothing crazy. Cool. So I'm going to ask, and then I want to see if you guys have the same answer or different answer. No, crazy. And okay.
Who should respond first? Or how does that work?
We just do it at the same time.
Same time?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Or, because I don't want you guys to hear the other ones and then say it. Okay, ready? Favorite genre of music?
R&B.
Yeah, R&B. How about you just count down 3, 2, 1, and then we'll answer at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. R&B as well. Yeah. Obviously.
Okay. Celebrity crush. 3, 2, 1.
Jessica Alba.
I was literally about to say that.
Same. Okay. Favorite food. 3, 2, 1.
Butter chicken.
They're fucking twins, you guys. Okay. Food.
The same shit.
Food you dislike. 3, 2, 1.
Eggplant.
Yeah, eggplant, yeah.
Egg bangin.
Bangin.
Exactly.
J-Lo or Kim K? 3, 2, 1.
Kim K.
Wow.
Okay. Drake or Meek Mill? 3, 2, 1.
Drake.
Party Next Door or The Weeknd? 3, 2, 1.
The Weeknd.
Of course. Okay. Favorite song out right now? 3, 2, 1.
Faded.
That's
By the Moonlight.
I was like, that's your good song. Okay. Favorite movie? 3, 2, 1.
Koi Milgaya.
Probably like Batman, like Dark Knight or something.
So you like Hindi movies more?
I mean, like.
But you think Batman is still your favorite?
Yeah, it's
okay,
like.
Okay, there's one answer that's different, yeah. You guys. Okay, we're getting somewhere. Okay, favorite ice cream flavor? 3, 2, 1.
Chocolate.
Okay. Coffee, you said?
That's a chocolate.
I said coffee. Chocolate's okay. Good, but coffee's like, I like it a
okay.
Lot.
Who's mom's favorite? 3, 2, 1.
Me.
Do
you think mom does have a favorite?
It switches off.
Yeah,
like,
it switches off.
Whoever's like
nice that month or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, that's how my mom
is. If we're not like showing attitude, she'll be like, see, Akasha's behaving so well to, like this week.
So like, it depends.
Shape up.
Like, how about dad's favorite?
It switches off.
Yeah,
same
yeah,
bangs. Same way. They're yeah. Just like, oh, I can't stand yeah. This one today. Yeah. Okay. Who's more soft? 3, 2, 1.
I think
like a more affectionate.
Yeah,
more affectionate.
Probably him. Yeah.
Akash is a little more aggressive.
He's more aggressive. Okay, so he's the aggressive.
I'm more player. Like, not more social. I don't know how to say it. I feel like people just say I'm more like,
aggressive.
Okay, it's not like aggressive.
Okay, Drake.
More chill, I guess.
More chill. You're yeah. Just like, okay, if it happens.
Yeah,
it happens.
I'm more relaxed. He's like always thinking about like, oh, like, don't do this. It'll upset dad. It'll make them mad. I'm like, okay, like, all right, we won't do it.
Okay, who is your dream artist that you guys want to work with? I think I know this, but
The Weeknd.
Yeah. Okay, I don't even have to.
He's the reason it all started. So we gotta work with him at least once.
Okay, and then last one, nothing crazy. Favorite kind of car? 3, 2, 1.
A Bugatti.
I would probably say different. Probably like a Lambo.
A Lambo?
But like one of those like crazy ones.
Crazy ones.
Aventador or something.
Aventador. I'm more of that. I would be that extra person.
Yeah.
But let's just say if you guys like made tons of money and then you guys had to like, would you get a big nice ass car for each other? Or would you like go halves and then like one gets the other, one gets the other?
We'd probably just get two decent cars.
Two decent ones, or if we just find a good deal or something, we'll just
one like Rolls,
just one. Yeah, just give me
like one Rolls.
We'll
and
share
like,
it because we go everywhere it. Together anyways. So if we can share like a top class car, then we probably would do that.
Okay, and then like one last thing. So if you had like any advice to give someone that's like up and coming and they want to follow their dreams, it could be like even a South Asian person. Like, do you think it's hard for a South Asian person to make it in this industry?
Yeah, so like right now there's probably only like 3 known South Asian artists,
but there's like thousands of unknown.
There's thousands obviously. Trying, but like it's just sad how there's no real representation for our community in music, especially like hip hop and R&B.
There's Nav, like he's kind of the one that broke that mold, like also, obviously like those Jay Sean and like Heems and these kind of guys that yeah. Came along, but Nav was the one that like really just stuck it in there.
In our exact sound and space, he's like the first one like to get signed by The Weeknd.
Yeah.
That's crazy because The Weeknd's our idol and Nav's Brown Boy. Like he's we look up to him, you know. Like
and he looks like a Brown Boy because like you know like Jay Sean, he can like kind of pass, Nav actually looks like a Brown Boy.
Yeah,
like it's like that's an Indian guy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's like a normal Indian guy, just that
literally
that raps.
Like not even like sexy six pack. Like that's an Indian guy.
Yeah.
Like,
it's just straight up the talent and like,
I love
production.
He's dope.
So what advice would you give somebody who's just like even coming from a household? Obviously in our culture, like. Our parents are always like, go to school.
Yeah.
And then kids get really discouraged and they put their dreams behind them. What kind of advice would you guys give
them? I mean, honestly, like, I don't want to say like do what we did, because I don't know what exactly we did to get where we are. But
everyone's different.
Everyone's different, but I think just like never, I don't know, always like have a balance in your life, because we balanced academic, sports, and music for a bit, and then we kind of focused on music when we actually reached the point where we actually told ourselves like, hey, we've earned it, we can try this for a bit. So
basically you just need to keep doing what you're passionate about.
Yeah. No matter what.
No matter what, parents will call your parents and be like, take them out of basketball, take them out of music. But
kids at your own school, like your best friends will say like, stop making music, focus on math and science or like all that shit. But just like focus on your passion and then have a good balance in life, like kind of balance like all the activities. And then when you're at a proper age to like mature, make a mature decision and choose what you want to do, like, and then do it. Like,
then do it and give it your all, right?
Yeah.
And your time will come.
Exactly.
But go and get it though.
Definitely. Yeah.
Like, don't sit there and wait.
And have patience. Like,
if you sit there and wait, it's never gonna happen, because there's so much competition that like, if you sit back and wait for it to happen, it's like, cause we would do so much research, send thousands of emails a day. Like, you got
to
really put yourself out there.
You have
like during class and all.
That's all we would do during class.
Not pay attention and research the upcoming like R&B. And also, it's great to know like who is making music around you, like which other Indian artists or which other R&B acts there are, and kind of like learn from like what they do and just kind of talk to them, even if they're way below you in terms of like popularity levels. Like, just talk to them and learn, you know,
learn.
Just interact with people.
Well, yeah, look, what, one day you can be on SoundCloud, next minute you could be on Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, guys, like. Really, really, really to go out and get your dreams. And look, they were just making music one day. They still went to school. I mean, if you want to drop out of school, it's totally up to you. But look, you can still go to school. You can still follow your dreams and just go out and chase them. Like, they were still messaging people. They didn't think they were too good for anyone. And that's my advice to you as well. Go out and chase your dreams and make your parents as happy as well. But at the end of the day, even if they're not happy with you, they're always going to be your parents, and they're always going to be by your side.
Exactly.
So that is my message for the day. And this is Jyothi K and Kai. I'm actually going to play some Moonlight music now towards the end of this episode. I'll actually ask them what songs that they want me to play, and you guys can hear them and go follow them. What's your guys' Instagram?
It's at In The Moonlight with the X's instead of the O's.
Yeah, if you just type in THEMXXNLIGHT, it'll come up.
And if they like want to holler at you guys, what's your guys' individual one?
So I'm Krish. I'm at I'm Love XX. That's LUVXX.
And I'm at Kush XX. I am Kush XX.
Okay, guys, you heard that. Ladies, go and follow them. Tell them you heard them. Listen to their music. Research them. They're doing so good, and they're going to get even bigger. So please, please, please go and support. Listen to their music. Repost and everything. This is Jyothi K and Kai, and I am out.
Definition of beauty, you know, can be or to a girl. Jada da tenu takeya dil nahi ho lagda baby kaddo har. Definition of beauty, you know, can be or to a girl. Jada da tenu takeya dil nahi ho lagda baby kaddo har. Long legs, gulabi rang, yatta tera ang ang. White dress, backless, ute lakh dollar da necklace. Tu na bole bole teri hai body language. Tu na bole bole tera lakh dollar da necklace. You don't have to say you want me, I see your body language. Staring up and down your dress, my lust for you is endless. Body language, right? Girl, let's vibe tonight. Got me in the mood, I'm looking right at you. I'm not your number two. Girl, don't try playing games with my mind. Got me feeling blue, baby, I don't have a clue. How your long legs looking so fancy. See you in the club, baby, let's go dancing. Noticing your body language got me in a trance, looking dangerous. Tu na bole bole teri hai body language. Tu na bole bole tera lakh dollar da
quest for you is endless.
Download the Dash Radio app for your device and tune in to Ruckus Avenue, Dash Radio's exclusive South Asian
radio
station.